Thank you very much, and I would be happy to entertain a few questions or comments. Way in the back, and I'll repeat your question if I can hear it up here. The question is as regards the so-called toxic assets that need to be removed from the banking system and from the balance sheets of banks. There is the task of putting a value on those assets, and the question was, do I see that coming soon? Is that a good summary of your question?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's absolutely necessary in order to implement the policy that's now called an aggregator bank or bad bank. You'll be amused that I was in Louisiana a few days ago, and someone came up to me and said, "What is this I hear about an alligator bank?" Which might be a pretty good image, as a matter of fact. The valuation is a difficult issue. As you may recall from reading the press earlier during the Paulson period as Treasury Secretary, they struggled with the valuation question, not wanting to overpay for the assets, which would be conceivably at the expense of taxpayers, and certainly not wanting to underpay in the sense of starving the banks for needed capital. So it is a central challenge in getting this program of taking assets off the balance sheet of banks in place. And I don't know the details of exactly how they're going to do that. There have been various mechanisms that have been considered, including auction mechanisms and other methods of doing it. But you can be sure that as the details come out, how that valuation will be done will be part of the program. Yes?
As nationalizing banks have been taken off the table last night.
The question is, has nationalization of banks been taken off the table? Substantially, yes, although nothing is impossible. My impression is that certainly the thought of nationalization for some of the largest systemically important banks, that thought is in the air, and there are commentators who are arguing that it may be necessary, but I'm not aware at this time of any serious consideration of nationalization. Yes?
We keep hearing about the credit markets and money flowing. Specifically, when you look at the stock, these small businesses and entrepreneurial companies that are starting to, which does represent higher risk, what are you hearing the banking community say? Are we going to get this money down to the bottom and let it build up, or is everything going to go to the top and be swallowed?
I'm sure most of you heard the question, and I'll try to do justice to the question. As the money flows into the system, is it going to go to the bottom for small and mid-sized businesses, or is it going to be swallowed up at the top, being consumed by larger businesses? Certainly the intent of the TALF, which is the Term Asset-Backed Securities Lending Fund, one of the Fed's credit programs, is to support lending or credit provision, particularly through the Small Business Administration, to small and mid-sized companies. And if I recall correctly, under the procedures and the requirements of the SBA, you can qualify as a small or mid-sized company with being a pretty substantial enterprise, because one of the criteria has to do with numbers of employees. So certainly that's the intent of that program, is not to forget what I would call the SME sector, which is so terribly important for job creation and for really an important aspect of the economy. If you look at the experience with the capital injections through the TARP program into banks, in that program, probably pretty logically, the the authority started with the largest first. So there is a element of trickle down, to be realistic. But believe me, the SME sector is being focused on as an important sector to make sure the credit flows to those people.
Guys, I think we have time for one more question. That means there is time.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I didn't get the whole question, but what I did get was, do I see any regulation coming to adjust to the causes of the problems that have developed? Does that capture it? I don't think there's any question that we're going to have regulatory reform that addresses not only the structure of the regulatory system, but also the degree of regulation of certain sectors or certain aspects of this problem. Already we have seen, for example, that what were previously independent investment banks, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, for example, have converted to being bank holding companies and have been brought under the regulatory umbrella. Going forward, there may be even a broader definition of institutions that deserve regulation because they are systemically important, and because of their scale, they have some call on government resources if they get into distress. So I think there's simply no question that we're going to see regulatory responses. Now, I also strongly believe, you know, I'm a central banker of 2 years, and I've done a lot of things, but I was a banker for the better part of 30 years in the private sector, that we have to be judicious in how we design that regulatory system for the future to ensure that we don't kill innovation in our system and that we don't over-regulate. I think the touchstone must be smart regulation that is up to the modern task, or the task of overseeing the modern financial system. That financial system in the last 20 or 30 years has evolved from being bank-centric to market-centric. And yet much of our regulation is focused on institutions and their soundness, as opposed to some mix of institutions and the markets in which they participate. So my thinking is that as the regulatory revisions take shape, in all likelihood they will try to focus on a mix of institutions and markets to ensure that we have a system that is up to the current challenge of the way the financial system works. Very good questions, and thanks for asking. Thank you very much.